This program is sponsored by the Regenerative Healing Center. The views expressed by the following program are those of the sponsor and are not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media.
Dr. Warren Slayton is a board-certified physiatrist who is trained at the best institutions for medical school through fellowship training. He graduated from Washington University Medical School in St. Louis. He completed a residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at Newark and Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation. After a few years of practice, he completed a spine fellowship at Florida Spine Institute in Clearwater, Florida. He is board-certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation with a subspecialty certification in pain medicine, medical acupuncture, ozone therapy, and bioidentical hormone replacement. With training in musculoskeletal ultrasound, prolotherapy, neural prolotherapy, platelet-rich plasma injections, and neural therapy, Dr. Slayton has now brought all of his experience and expertise together to establish the Regenerative Healing Center right here in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Now, here's Dr. Slayton.
Good evening. This is Dr. Warren Slayton, and welcome to the Regenerative Healing Show. Tonight's topic that we're going to talk about is prolotherapy for the knee. And so as part of that, we're going to talk about prolotherapy. We're going to talk about, you're going to learn a lot about the knee. So I hope you enjoy the show. If you'd like to get more information, either during or after the show, you can call my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or you can check out my website, njprolo.com. So let's talk about the knee, and we're going to talk about how the knee is structured and what components help make up the knee. So the knee is made up of basically three bones that interact together. One, the bone, the large bone, the thigh bone, is called the femur, and the femur glides over the tibia, and the tibia is the big leg bone. There are two leg bones. I'll talk about the other smaller leg bone in a minute. So we have the femur and tibia, and those bones glide over one another. And to help smooth that motion, we have the patella or kneecap. So that's the part that's most visible to everybody because it's on the outside of those other two. And so we have the patellar, the tibia gliding over the femur, or excuse me, the femur gliding over the tibia, and the patella helping smooth that motion. And what helps keep everything in place are the ligaments. And there are ligaments that surround the knee, and those are called the collateral ligaments. And they're on the inside and the outside of the knee. And then there's a ligament that goes over the kneecap that's called the retinaculum, which helps kind of tie everything together and keeps things in place. So when those are lax, things are not going to move smoothly, and you're at risk for having painful conditions. And so we want to try to avoid that, and we're going to talk about how to avoid that. In the knee, within the knee joint itself, there are two ligaments, and they are the anterior cruciate ligament and the posterior cruciate ligament. These cruciate ligaments, the reason they're called that is they kind of cross each other in the knee. So they and the word for cross, the Latin word is cruciate. So the cruciate ligaments are very important in helping preventing the knee, the bones of the knee, from gliding forward or back. So they help keep the knee in place. So the overall structure of the knee, again, is we have the three bones. We've got the tibia, the femur that over the tibia, and then the patella helps glide and keeps things in place. And we have the ligaments that surround the knee, and those ligaments are all important in helping keep everything together, keep everything stable. And we're going to talk about what happens when that's not stable. So now that we have a visual of the knee, now we're going to talk about prolotherapy. And prolotherapy is a treatment that's been around since the 1950s, and it was developed by a Dr. Hackett, George Hackett. And it's a treatment that was designed to strengthen the ligaments of the knee and the tendons around, or ligaments in general and tendons. And the knee has many ligaments around it and many tendons entering into it. So prolotherapy is an ideal treatment for many causes of knee pain. And so prolotherapy, the way it works is it's a dextrose solution. And what does this dextrose solution do? Now, dextrose, you may realize, or if you're not sure, I'll tell you, is a type of sugar. So why would we want to use a sugar? Like, what's that going to do? Well, I'll tell you what it's going to do. It's going to create a mild irritation, and when it's placed right on tissue. And that mild irritation causes the body to have its own reaction. And that reaction is going to be that the body, the bones are going to develop into strong, the ligaments are going to develop into stronger tissue. So we want that mild irritation, and that because that mild irritation stimulates blood flow and stimulates the migration into the area of growth factors. And those growth factors help stimulate the growth of ligaments and the growth of tendons. And when you have the ligaments and tendons, when I say grow, I mean they become stronger. And when they become stronger, the knee itself becomes more stable. So it's a great mechanism for strengthening the tissue around the knee and overall improving pain in the knee. And we're going to definitely go into further details about that. So prolotherapy, again, it's been around for a long time, but you may not have heard of it because it's always been done in more community-type settings, individual doctors doing it, but it's never really been a university-based treatment, but even that is changing. And the reason it is changing is because studies are coming out, and study after study is showing benefit from prolotherapy. And that benefit is the fact that even in double-blind studies, patients who undergo prolotherapy are getting better. And so that's catching the attention of universities, of professors at universities, and more studies are being done in universities because we're seeing the results, the good results in the community, which is kind of the opposite of how medical techniques usually develop. Usually they develop at the university level and then they trickle down to the community level. Prolotherapy, I would describe it more as a grassroots type of treatment development where people are doing it in the community and seeing results. They're telling other doctors about it, and those other doctors are also seeing good results. And now it's gotten to the point where, with enough good studies, it's gotten the attention of universities, and so we're seeing more work at universities with prolotherapy. So it's a very exciting time to be in this field. I've been in this field since 1997 when I first learned prolotherapy in Wisconsin, and have been doing it little by little more and more in my practice, to the point where it's really taken over my practice because it's such a great, successful treatment and I'm getting such good feedback about it. So it's very rewarding. So let's get back to the knee and how prolotherapy can help the knee. So the first condition we're going to talk about is knee arthritis. So what's happening with arthritis? Why is arthritis developing, and how can prolotherapy help it? Because this arthritis sounds like a bone condition, right? So why would prolotherapy, which is a dextrose solution on the ligaments and tendons, how would that help with an arthritic condition? So we're going to talk about how that happens and why it helps. So when arthritis develops, part of the reason the arthritis is developing is because the bones are not gliding as smoothly as they're supposed to be, one over the other. And when they're not gliding as smoothly as they're supposed to be, what happens is you get irritation of the bones and maybe even a little bit of wearing away of the cartilage. And when bone is irritated, bone responds to stress. And so bone feels that stress, and the way that stress manifests itself is but you grow bone spurs. That's how bone spurs form. And why is that bone not gliding the way it's supposed to be? That's so frustrating. Because the reason is because the ligaments aren't strong enough to hold the bones in place while they're gliding over one another. And so they sort of, it's not like they totally dislocate. That can happen if the ligament is totally torn, and people with ACL tears are very aware of that. But the more common scenario is that there's just laxity in the ligament. And so the bones don't move as smoothly over each other like they're supposed to. And they show signs of that irritation. The irritation might start with a little loss of cartilage and then a little growth of a bone spur. And then as it progresses, the loss of the cartilage gets more prevalent, the bone spurs grow further, and because you're losing that cartilage, the bones are getting closer together. And that's where you start to get from little bone spur cause and a little loss of cartilage causing mild arthritis to the joint starting to narrow, that's moderate arthritis. And when the joint arthritis, when the knee arthritis becomes severe, that is where you may have heard of the term bone on bone. And if anyone's had severe arthritis, they may have heard that term. It's a very daunting kind of term to hear. So that's more advanced arthritis, where you've totally lost that joint space. So it's a very frustrating condition and potentially a very debilitating condition. But the good news is there are things that can help that. And one of the things that can be most beneficial is prolotherapy. So we're going to talk more about how prolotherapy can play a role in arthritis, even though arthritis seems to be a bony condition. Well, the reason it's not just a bony condition is because it's not just the bones that are causing the pain. It's the ligaments, those lax ligaments that led to the arthritis in the first place that are part of the source of pain. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can reach me at my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or you can call after the show again, 201-882-1500, or at my website, njprolo.com, njprolo.com. So again, let's talk about we were talking about how prolotherapy can help with knee arthritis. So what is happening? So what's happening is as we're getting those bones getting closer together, the ligaments are getting weaker and weaker, and we need to do something to strengthen those ligaments. Now, what's really interesting about knee arthritis is that even though there's bone-on-bone arthritis, right? That sounds terrible. I can't do anything about that. Well, the reality is that if you're told that you have bone-on-bone arthritis, chances are you've had arthritis for months and years. And a lot of times, you didn't even know it. You may feel a little stiffness in your knee, but it never was really painful. And then all of a sudden, you do something. You might twist the wrong way, turn the wrong way, and all of a sudden, the pain manifests itself. And it becomes, you present into the doctor's office limping with moderate, severe knee pain. And the doctor does the x-ray and comes back into the room and tells you, you have severe arthritis. Okay. And how severe is it, doc? It's bone on bone. Oh, no, that's terrible. But the reality is it was either bone on bone or near bone on bone for months and possibly even years before you had any symptoms at all. And so even though you're feeling this, even though you've had this arthritis for years, you're just now, maybe over the last month or two, feeling these symptoms. So having the diagnosis of bone on bone arthritis does not mean that the pain that you're experiencing can't be relieved with conservative measures. So let's talk about some of these conservative measures. I'm going to mention a couple of them. One is a steroid injection. And a steroid injection is commonly done for arthritic pain. And whether the arthritis is mild, moderate, or severe, oh, we could put some steroids in there. That'll help it along. Well, it will help it along. It may give you some pain relief, maybe for a short time, maybe for a week, maybe for a month, maybe even a couple of months. However, the part of helping it along is it's also helping to some extent to possibly help progress the arthritis as well. Why? Because steroids eat away at tissue. And that is just one of their effects or side effects. It's just what they do. And because of this, we limit steroid injections. We limit the steroid injections to 3 a year. Well, and we have a sort of recognition, you don't want to put too much steroid there. So we'll do 3 a year so we won't eat away at too much tissue. But if you're eating away at tissue with three, because you do 3 injections, chances are you're eating away at some tissue with 1 injection as well. So you really, I don't recommend the steroid injections. I don't recommend them because the relief that you get from them is short term and they have harmful effects, not just on the knee itself, but potentially on the body itself. Steroid affects the immune system negatively, and the steroid thins out bone. Again, you say, oh, we're just doing 1 injection. Sure, it's not going to cause too much damage, but it's not a good thing when you're giving a medication that has such terrible toxicities associated with it. So we try to avoid a steroid injection, especially when you have an option like prolotherapy, which is regenerative. And when I say regenerative, it helps grow tissue rather than steroids, which eat away at tissue. So prolotherapy just seems a much more logical way to go. And while I am saying this, the good news for myself and for all my patients is that we have data that proves that prolotherapy works. And the kind of data I'm talking about are double-blind level 1 studies. Which is the highest standard of studies, that the highest standard of research that can prove that a treatment works. Double blind means some patients got what we call a sham treatment, and some patients got real prolotherapy, and the ones that got the real double blind means the doctor didn't know which one he or she was giving, and the patient didn't know which one they were getting. And so with that, we saw that the ones that got prolotherapy did better than the ones that did not. So that's double-blind, level 1 evidence that prolotherapy is effective. So it seems to be the natural choice. And what's good about that is that it has no toxicities associated with it. And it's not like you're limited in the amount that you do a prolotherapy. The number of treatments aren't limited because there's no toxicities, but you don't need more than a few treatments to achieve a successful outcome. And that varies, the number of treatments that you need. The average is between 3 and 6 treatments. And the reason is, unlike a steroid, which is a one-shot deal, and you hope you're basically trying to get rid of all inflammation, all pain, prolotherapy is sort of engineering tissue. You're gradually building the strength of tissue. And so it's not an overnight treatment, but it's something that over a few treatments, you're going to have stronger tissue, you're going to have less pain, and feel much better. So prolotherapy is a great option for knee arthritis. Now, if you have mild or moderate arthritis, it's a good option because it can help stabilize the knee. And while I can't say for sure that it would help prevent progression of the arthritis, it certainly helps with the pain that you're experiencing at that time, and it's strengthening tissue, so that enables you to be more active, which is great for most of my patients appreciate that. And another aspect of it is that even when it's bone-on-bone arthritis, so again, the option is a knee replacement, but there's a few problems with that. Someone might be too young for a knee replacement. So if you're too young, the knee replacement generally is said to have a shelf life of 15 years. It seems to be gradually improving, hopefully, but there is still limitation. Over time, you're going to wear out the metal of the knee replacement. So if someone is young, the more they can put off the knee replacement, the better. And another aspect is if someone is too old for a knee replacement. Knee, that is a major surgery. It's a big deal to open you up and drill holes in your bones and drill that knee prosthesis, the knee replacement material, into the bones. That's besides being not fun for some older folks, or if their bones are too thin, they may not be able to handle a knee replacement. So prolotherapy is a great option for those patients. I've had 90-year-old patients who respond greatly to prolotherapy. So again, prolotherapy to help hold off on a knee replacement, or when a knee replacement is unavailable, or just because you don't want to go through that kind of surgery, you know, and it's understandable, because even though the numbers, the statistical success for knee replacements is good, it's not perfect. And why is it not perfect? Because no surgery is perfect. So, and the problem is, if the knee replacement is unsuccessful, which happens in a percent, and that could happen for a number of reasons. You could get an infection, the prosthesis, the knee hardware in there can loosen. When that happens, then sometimes you could do a revision. But again, when a knee, or sometimes people just still feel pain after a knee replacement, and that's very unfortunate. And unfortunately, then it becomes a harder problem to treat. Once that hardware is in there, your treatment options are a lot more limited, as opposed to prolotherapy, where it works most of the time. In the vast majority of cases, prolotherapy is successful for knee arthritis. And if it's not successful, then you can go on to other options. With a knee replacement, if that's not successful, there aren't too many other options. So it's really something that if you can put off, you want to put off. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can call my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or check out my website, njprolo.com. So let's talk about a couple of other conditions for in the knee that are that will respond well to prolotherapy. One is, we'll talk about a meniscus tear, and there's a couple of different types of meniscus tear. One is a traumatic tear, and that can be seen in a younger patient. But usually, when a meniscus tear occurs beyond the age of 40, it's usually part of a degenerative process or knee arthritis in general. And so the meniscus tear may show up on MRI, but so will some arthritic changes. And for those types of situations, one option is arthroscopy, where they go and clean out the knee. But I don't recommend that if you can try something like prolotherapy first. And the reason is because the cleaning out of the knee, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but it certainly doesn't seem to me to be a good idea to be, when cleaning it out means not just so-called repairing it, but taking out tissue. So you're removing the degenerative tissue. You're removing some degenerated tissue, such as the meniscus, the torn pieces of the meniscus, and you're leaving the patient with less tissue in their knee. And so there have been studies that, and it's controversial, but does doing surgery for a meniscus tear progress arthritis in the knee? And it seems to me that whatever side of the controversy one may fall on, that to try a treatment first that actually, again, regenerates tissue instead of takes out tissue. And that seems to be a more logical way to approach a knee meniscus tear, strengthen the tissue around the meniscus. With ultrasound that I use to do my prolotherapy, I'm often able to see the meniscus and get the prolotherapy right around the meniscus tissue. So, even the meniscus has little ligaments attached to it that attach it to the knee. We strengthen the meniscal attachments to the ligamentous attachments between the meniscus and the knee, and that a lot of times helps improve the pain and helps someone avoid a knee arthroscopy. And so we have that kind of condition, and we also have tendinitis. Tendinitis in the knee is a very common problem, and there are different tendons that insert in the knee. And the most ones that most people are familiar with are the hamstrings. They come from the back of the thigh and they insert just past the knee joint onto the tibia. And those tendons can often become irritated. And fortunately, they respond very well to prolotherapy. So we strengthen the hamstring tendons with prolotherapy. There's another tendon called the popliteus tendon, which is just on the inner knee toward the back. And that can be a very common source of irritation. I see it especially with my knee arthritis patients. A lot of times their popliteus is working so hard to help hold the knee in place because the ligaments are weakening that the popliteus tendon gets stretched. And by putting some prolotherapy solution on that popliteus tendon, that will strengthen that area and improve the pain. Another common area tendon is called the pes anserine tendons. And the pes anserine tendons are a group of three tendons that insert on the inner knee. Those are commonly irritated, especially with knee arthritis, but sometimes even without arthritis. And by strengthening the pes anserine tendons with prolotherapy, it relieves a lot of that pain. So prolotherapy is a great option for knee arthritis, and it's a great option for knee tendinitis. So another tendon that is commonly irritated is called the patellar tendon. And the patellar tendon is the covering on the front of the knee. And when that gets irritated, either the tendon itself is tender or the muscles above and below the tendon are tender. And so it's very treatable, though, with prolotherapy. Another condition is Osgood-Schlatter's. And Osgood-Schlatter is very common in adolescents, especially in adolescent boys. And there are different theories as to why they're affected, such as the bones growing faster than the tendon, than the soft tissue. And so what happens is that tendon becomes very irritated, and it's unfortunately aborted many young athletes' careers because they have such pain, and it's such disabling pain. There are so few treatments. Well, Osgood-Schlatter's, there's been good double-blind studies that show Osgood-Schlatter's helps with prolotherapy for Osgood-Schlatter's helps with that kind of anterior knee pain. So prolotherapy has many many uses for the knee. When I do my prolotherapy, I'm often enhancing it with ozone therapy, which is a type of enriched oxygen that helps the metabolism in the knee. So again, it strengthens the knee. I add vitamins to the solution. So prolotherapy works great. And when I add these enhancements, it works even better. I'm looking at all the tissues I'm injecting with ultrasound in the knee. And so we see where we're going, we see where the problem is, and we're able to help so many people with knee pain. So again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You could call my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, and you can check out my website, njprolo.com, njprolo.com. And you can call, again, after the show, leave a message, or call during the week. Again, 201-882-1500. And I look forward to talking to you next week. And when I talk to you next week, it's going to be about prolotherapy for back pain and neck pain, two common conditions. And I'm also going to talk to you about a charity mission that I'm doing in Honduras. I'll be back from that next week and look forward to talking to you about that then. So, again, thank you for listening. Have a great week, and I'll speak to you next week at the Regenerative Healing Show.